It's Well Worth the Wait by High Seas Swan, read by Januarium. Honestly, it shouldn't have taken him by surprise, the curls. It was, after all, his own suggestion that maybe Patrick let his hair grow out just a little. David had liked the way the lengthening brown strands had looked almost auburn against his stark white pillowcase, and how the hair had begun to slip softly through his fingers as he ran them back and forth one lazy Sunday morning. He had tried to curl one of the more reddish strands around his finger, but had been just short of long enough. You should grow it out. Patrick hadn't opened his eyes. He had just given a non-committal hum. David had joined him on the pillow, nose almost touching Patrick's, and dug his fingers into those not quite long enough strands, and had given a quick but sharp tug. This time, the hum that had left Patrick's lips rumbled from deep in his chest, and his eyes had blinked slowly open. One pale eyebrow raised when David tucked a smile into the corner of his mouth. You should let your hair grow out a little longer, David had finally whispered, and watched as Patrick's eyelids fluttered shut again. Okay, had come Patrick's simple, easy response. David inched closer, nose now brushing his husband's. He could feel Patrick smile even before he could taste it. That easy? He'd asked, and given a gentler tug, getting another hum. You make a convincing argument, Patrick had whispered back, before closing the small distance, kissing David slowly and thoroughly, and any thoughts of hair were quickly forgotten. But now, still, the curls. He shouldn't be surprised, and yet, hello? Patrick looks up from the couch, where he's sorting socks from the basket at his feet, completely unaware of the situation he's created. David drops his bag and makes his way over. Soup should be almost ready. Let me just finish and I'll... Oh, hi. Patrick's words stutter out as David tosses the mismatched socks somewhere behind him and moves to straddle Patrick's lap. Patrick falls back against the couch with a huffed laugh, hands finding their familiar spot at David's hips, and grins at David's narrowed gaze. Not that I'm complaining, but what's going on? Laundry got you hot and bothered? Should I tell you that I still have? The dummy pauses for dramatic effect and leans up to whisper, sheets to fold in the dryer? David rolls his eyes and forces Patrick back against the couch with a firm hand on his chest. What did you do? David asks, hand leaving Patrick's chest, fingers trailing up his neck before they bury themselves in the thick, silky curls at the back of Patrick's head. A light blush colours Patrick's cheeks. Oh. Oh, David parrots back, fingers tightening. Patrick's mouth goes a little slack. I finally tried that new shampoo we got from Jasper and Peter that you were hinting at. You like? I wasn't sure if I should have added any other product or... Patrick trails off as David twists one of the curls falling over his forehead. David grins. You look fucking fantastic, baby. Patrick melts into the couch with a small, pleased smile, and David follows, showing him just how much he likes those curls.